one of the reasons why I wanted to live in Queens because of the close proximity to Manhattan. And I had just come out as a gay teenager in 1973. And, you know, there were some gay bars here in Queens. And I wanted to be next to them or close to them so that I could go out and meet people. And in those days, the drinking age was 18, so you could get into a bar, you know. And in those days, bars were the only way that you could socialize. There were no gay organizations. They just didn't exist. I mean, there was, you know, Mattachine Society, but, like, you know, very, very few people belonged to it. And that was immediately right after the Stonewall riots, and very few people even risked coming out, you know. So it was very important to me at that age to be able to find a community. And that's what I found here in Jackson Heights. And not just white gays, but there were also always, since 1973, Latino gays living in the community. There was a bar here on 74th Street and 37th Avenue called The Alley, which was my favorite bar. You would hear salsa music mixed with disco music, mixed with rock music. We'd go out, we'd hang out in the coffee shops afterwards, you know, all drag queens would come down, and, you know, we had Liza Minnelli, Diana Ross, Shirley Bassey, Bette Midler sitting and having coffee with us at 4 in the morning on the corner of 74th Street and Roosevelt Avenue, you know. So I loved Jackson Heights. I from the moment I came here, I knew I always wanted to live here.